Welcome to Daf Yomi. Yerushalmi shares sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psachim Daf Lamed Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting 10 lines at the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Rebuda says you're allowed to sell a broken animal, which means an animal who cannot work. Says the Gemara, so only a broken animal cannot heal. But if the animal can heal, once again, there's a chashash, they're going to go and work the animal on Shabbos. Omru loy, so they argued with Rabbi Yehuda and said, v'remevim lo zocher v'nir basi minu. But they will mate with this animal, a zocher, a male. The animal will give birth, and again, you can get mixed up between this and a regular animal, which is chachamim oiser, because of the melacha that the guy does with the animal. Omru lahem, say, answer Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not talking about a female. Talk about a male who cannot heal. Even a male. So they'll mate with this male, a female. And once again, there'll be a vlad. So that's where Rabbanan says is exeri, even if the animal is shavur, there's still some usage for it. And there will be a mix. There will be exeri out to a regular animal. So says the Gemara of Avon Mishra Abona Tamon Zoyis Amerit. You see from this discussion, Shosur Lantzilem Zera. You cannot even sell an animal to a goy, even if he's not going to keep the animal. He's just going to use the animal for breeding purposes, for harbo. Because when the vlad comes out from it, it will be the same Isser, the Rabbonim or Goyzer. Tamon Tanin, we learn over there. Alokech Uber Chamoiro Shalnochi. One who buys the fetus of a donkey of a goy. Or selling the fetus to the goy, even though he's not allowed to do it. He does a partnership with the goy, which means the goy owns the animal, but he works on it and gets a portion. Same idea, but the owner is the Jew and the goy gets a portion. And all these cases, because when a goy is involved, there's no pchoyro, there's no kedushas pchoyro. So the Gemara of Chagai Bo Kamir Reisi Leis Ador, doesn't this teach us Shasur Lam Tzilem Uborim? You can't sell them even fetuses, because it says over here Ainur Rasha. You're not allowed to give a fetus to a goy. So not only you can't sell a live animal, you can't even sell a fetus. Omar Lei Kvar Kodmach Rabavun. We already learned Rabavun already was he came before you. The Mar Rabavun Mishur Rabavun in Tamon. So it's Omer Shasur Lam Tzilem Zera. You can't even sell an animal for breeding purposes. So of course you can't sell the fetus. Says you're allowed to sell a horse. Explains the Gemara, what's the reason? A male horse. It's a dangerous horse because he kills its owner in the war. Why is it kill its owner in the war? Explains the Gemara. In the middle of the war, the male is going to run after a female and is going to distract and go away from the main battle, and the owner may be killed. Another explanation, he stands and he urinates, different than a female who urinates while she's running. What's the difference between the two explanations? Hasoris. A horse who cannot give birth, a sterile horse. Mando amashu ratzachar nekevo, because he runs after a female. Zein ratzachar nekevo, he's not going to run after nekevo. Soris. Mando amashu amidu mashtin, because of his standing and urinating, he does stand and urinate. So the reason he could sell the horse is because the horse is a dangerous animal, will kill its owner, so they allow him to sell to a goy. Now in addition to this, you have to add that a horse does not do a malacha. The reason you can't sell an animal to a goy because he will come do a malacha with the animal on Shabbos. Here, he's not using the animal for malacha, only to ride it. So, without the malacha, there's no iser. The problem is because you get mixed up between this and other animals, you have here the reason that it kills its owner in the war. So, this is going out now. Divi Chachoyim, why Chachoyim argue? When the horse gets old, he makes him work on the grinder. Meaning he uses him in the mill to work the mill. So he's going to use it for malacha. So there is a problem with malacha even by a horse. They both agree with each other. One who took out on Shabbos animals, behemo, chaya, and oif, If they're alive or dead, he's chayov. But also, when I'm mesim chayov, chayim potter. He's chayov and mesim, not chayim. Why? Because a chay noises atzoi. A live creature is carrying itself, is no yisur hoitzol. So the same thing over here, Ben Meseir holds that the horse is not doing a malacha by carrying a person on him, because the chay noises atzoi. So it's not a malacha. The person is carrying himself. So the Gemara now is in the Flamed Aleph Amud Beis says, according to this, Rabbanon disagree with this concept of chay noises atzoi. And they hold that a horse who's carrying a person is doing a malacha of carrying. Says the Gemara, Rabbanon yislu mishuchiyu chatos v'inu mesivin lehachin. So I threw Rabbanon tell him that in the end of the life of the horse, he's going to use it for malacha. Just say that by making the rechivo, by letting the person ride the horse, it's already a malacha. Says the Gemara, keshitoso yishivu. They're answering to his opinion. According to you, that you say, Mishum Hilcho is Beim Ogaso. The only problem is because of Beim Ogaso. Meaning you hold that a horse is not a melocha, but Beim Ogaso, you do agree there's a melocha. So if Uf Anan Islan Keshiaskin Kudin Abrechaim will tell you, according to you, you also have a problem that the horse may work on the mill. Rabbi Oimani Shuoso Mishushne Dvarim. Says Rabbi, there's two reasons why you can't sell a horse to a goy. One is Mishum Kalei Zayin. You're not allowed to sell weapons to a goy, and a horse is considered to be a weapon. The second reason is because of Beim Agaso, meaning that when you get old, you'll use it for malacha, and the same is so you have a Beim Agaso, you have a sir by a sus, by a horse. But then again, the Bryce says the same thing, Chay Agaso ke Beim Agaso, meaning the same is so you have by a Beim Agaso, you have by a Chay Agaso. Chay Agaso refers to a horse. Man, Taniso Rebbe, who's this man doing? That's Rebbe. Tivi Chachoyim, what do we Chachoyim hold? Rebisno Chayim Barbo, B'Shem Rav, Chaya Gaso Kebeim Odako. Meaning, Rabbanu, we're referring to Ben Meseir. Meseir allows you to sell the horse. Why? Because he holds that you don't have a chashash that you can use it for malocha. So the only reason to answer it is only a gzeira to Beim Ogaso. So it's similar to Beim Odako. Beim Odako, you're not allowed to sell only gzeira to Beim Ogaso. But it's not also because of itself, it's also only because of Gzeiro. Meaning the places that they're knowing not to sell Beim Adaka is because of Gzeiro Atu Beim Agaso. But on its own, you don't have an answer. So by a horse, they have other reasons why to sell it. You're allowed to sell the horse. Halacha da'azok the Mishnah. Mokom shenogu loichol tzli b'leil psochim oichlim. Place where you eat roasted meat in the night of Pesach. You're allowed to eat it. That's the minhag. Makom shenogu shelo lechol, ein no achlim. But if the minhag is not to eat it, you don't eat because you can get mixed up between this and the korban pesach. Makom shenogu ladlik taner b'leil yom kippurim madlikim. Place where they light the candle in the night of Yom Kippur, you light. Makom shenogu shelo ladlik and madlikim. Some places the minhag is not to light, and you're not allowed to light over there. We'll see in the Gemara the reason for both. Madlikim batek nesiyos uvatei medrashos, you're allowed to light the candle, in any case, in shuls and batei medrash, uvemavois afeilim, and the dark alleys, v'algabei choylim, and for the sick. So says the Gemara. Now, the reason why you can't eat the roasted meat on Pesach, because it looks like he's eating the korban Pesach b'chutz, outside of the place we're allowed to eat korban Pesach. So the Gemara understands, that's only if you eat something that looks like a korban Pesach. What could be a korban Pesach? Only a sheep. Says the Gemara, Rabo bo kamei avemi v'afil basar egel. What about the meat of a calf? Meaning an animal which cannot be a korban Pesach. Omele afil basar egel. Even basar egel is also because it's a gzeira atu, the meat of a sheep. Afilu basar oif. What about chicken meat? That you can't make as korban Pesach. It's very different. Omele afilu basar oif. Even the meat of a chicken, the regoys are not to eat it roasted. Savin meimer afilu beitz or afilu kulkos. They wanted to say maybe even an egg or kulkos, a type of vegetable. Omav yudin barvchani ulvad min hashchit. It needs to be something that requires shchito, meaning it's similar to korban Pesach, that it's a meat and it requires shchito. So all meats are going to be also including the meat of chicken. Says the Moratani Mshirim belozoim yom kippurim shechal b'shabbes afilu mokom shelo anigu lahadlik madlikim. When your kippur falls on Shabbos, you light candles even in a place the minhag is not to light it because it's for kovet Shabbos. We pask in this way. He dashed in Tveria for the people who live in Tveria, like Avshir ben Lozor. Rabbi Yosi quoted the following in the name of Shmuel bar Nachman that said in the name of Rav Yonason. Rav Chizkiyov, Amru Rav Yaakov, Acho. They said it b'shem Rav Shua Bar Nachman himself. What did they say? Makos shenagu lahadlik meshubach, makos shenagu shelo lahadlik. The meaning to light the candle on the night of Kippur, Yom Kippur, is better than the meaning not to light. Omar Rav Yirmiyah, teidlecha shuken. It makes sense that way. Yom Kippur shechal b'Shabbos, Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, filu makos shenagu shelo lahadlik madlikim. Even a place where the meaning is not to be madlik, you do madlik. So you see that even there, it's not a full meaning. They don't light candles on Yom Kippur, but they have exceptions to the rule. So better to hold in the minhag that to be madlik in every Yom Kippur. Rabbah v'simot tevran amin ted lecha shuken. Sharish hazeh tzanu aveinu mishamash mitoy saloy lanir. As I was going to explain in a moment, the main reason of lighting or not lighting the candle is in order to avoid a man from having tashmish the night of Yom Kippur. So they say Rabbah v'simon, when there is a candle, it's more of a reason that a person should not have tashmish. Why? Because the people, yidin, are tzanua, and they're not mishamash mitasam l'ranir. So when the candle is lit, that will be more of a prevention from having tashmish. They're both because of hergal aveira, meaning to avoid tashmish and Yom Kippur. Mandol madlikim, the one who says to madlik, the minik to be madlik the candle, as we just said, shuroyim is bayish. He sees, so he's embarrassed to have tashrish. Mandol mei madlikim shlo yiriv isave. The one who says the minik not to light candle in Yom Kippur, is because maybe if there is a candle light, he will see his wife and will have taifa. And then in the Mishnah, he says you could light in shuls about the medrash. Simatani afilu, according to the Gemara of Chaim, is afilu batei. In other words, even in the bathrooms, where they have the bathhouses. Because it's a place where they don't have tashrish. What is the chiddush in the end of the Mishnah in this part? Even in a place where they're not noyek to be madlik candles, in these areas, you're allowed to be madlik candles where there's no chashash of tashrish. And kol shekhen in a place where they're noyek to be madlik every place, so of course you can be madlik in these public locations. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Lamed Aleph.